Welcome to the Better Workday podcast, hosted by Niamh Moynihan. Each week, Niamh shares tips, tricks, and insights to help you have a better workday. I have a confession to make. I have 5,283 emails in my work inbox. I find it so difficult to stay on top of my email. Every time I open it, I find myself dreading the unread count. And I know I'm not the only one. I need help. Niamh, how can I get a handle on my inbox and avoid being overwhelmed going forward?
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Better Workday podcast. If you listened to last week's episode, then you know I am recording this straight away after last week's episode. If you didn't listen to it, that is a spoiler alert, I do batch task my podcasts. But honestly, I can only do two, maybe three at a time because I kind of get tired of talking to myself. But today I am recording two, and this is the second one. It's all about how to get a handle on your inbox. If, like me, you have had jobs, maybe you're in one at the moment, where you've had a high volume of email coming through, you almost are afraid to take your lunch break because there'll be 80 new emails when you get back, this is the episode for you. And I want to say it up front, I get really, really passionate about this topic. So I will try to stay on track. I do have my notes with me, but it's just because I feel like things like our inbox and things like MS Teams and Slack, they can be such a huge source of stress where, in fact, the tools were designed to help us have a better workday. It's gone wrong somewhere along the line, and I would love for us to fix it and get back on track. And I suppose that's where I want to begin with. Like, I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like it's me against my inbox. Do you ever feel like that? That you're going into the inbox and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to have to tackle you. And it shouldn't feel like that, because if it's done well, tools like your email and your inbox, they should be your work besties. Like, the tools are designed to help you work more easily and effectively. They weren't ever intended to stress you out. At least I don't think a group of people sat down in a room and intentionally planned to stress us all out with an inbox. I do think it was to help us communicate with each other more easily. And here are some of the things that your work bestie or your email can help you do. So it can help you get your questions answered. It can keep you in the loop in terms of things that you need to know from your team and across the company. It helps you share your message and so many more things. And I think with this, the most important thing to remember, and I've written this down so that I remember to say it to you, the most important thing to remember is email is a tool to help you communicate with people when they aren't sitting next to you. And let's remember that if we didn't have tools like this, you would have serious steps built up during the day trying to get your message around to everybody. And in the hybrid workplace, well, we wouldn't be talking at all, or hybrid wouldn't be possible. So it really is a great thing that we have these tools. But the key really to working well with them and to get a handle on your inbox, if it's after getting a bit out of control, is to start focusing on the conversations that are happening. So the email, the inbox, they're just tools. They're allowing us to have conversations with other people. And the minute you approach it like that, instead of a list of things on a screen, everything changes. So this is a very, very practical episode. I am basically going to tell you what to do if your inbox is out of control at the moment. So the first thing that I want you to do is to create four folders. Okay, and actually some of these are already even created by the system, so you don't have to create them. So in addition to your inbox, which is already there, I want you to create your filed folder. I want you to create a draft folder if it doesn't exist. I'm sure it probably does. A sent folder if it doesn't exist. That should already. And the last one is holidays. So by the time you're finished, you have got your inbox, your filed, your draft, your sent, and holidays. And this is how it's going to work. You're going to take all of your email that's currently in your inbox that is before, we'll say, I don't know, the last two working days. You're going to lift them all up and you're going to put them all into filed. And don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about, will you be able to find it again? What if somebody asks you a question? First of all, if somebody asks you a question, it will come back into your inbox. Secondly, if you need to find it, all of the email clients now have phenomenal search functionality and you probably use that anyway. So it's okay. Just move it all into filed. You're not deleting anything. I know that emotional things come up when we talk about deleting emails, and I won't get into that today, but nothing's being deleted. You're just moving it into filed. Once you have the shorter inbox, I want you to learn how to read your inbox. Now, most of them are defaulted to oldest or newest to oldest. And that is helpful from a time perspective. And for some people's jobs, that's very, very important because you have to reply to, you know, things in a certain time period. But for a lot of people, that's not the most important thing. If you are having a conversation with somebody, the most important thing will be the conversation between you and that other person. So we should really start focusing on who we are communicating with, not the timestamp. So with that in mind, I recommend for the messages that are remaining in your inbox that you sort them by from, first of all. And when you sort them by from, you then take a look to see, are any of your key contacts, your key stakeholders, the people who you really should be keeping happy in your inbox? Because if they are, they're the ones you want to talk to first. And if they've sent you three or four messages, isn't this a fantastic way for you to read them all together to get a better context of what that person needs and have a better conversation with them? So first of all, we sort it by the person. Then once that's done, you can sort your inbox by subject line. And this helps you identify any topics that you need to focus on. So maybe there's a project or maybe there's an issue or maybe there's a customer. And when you sort it by subject line, you can see that there's certain topics that are standing out to you. You're probably going to go after them next. And while you're looking at them, you might see if you decide to group your emails by conversation, which I recommend you doing, that some conversations have two or three messages in them and others have 10, 15. Now, while sometimes that's just 10 or 15 thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank yous, which I know we all want to end. But sometimes they are just like lots of thank yous. But other times that's a signal that there's a lot of activity happening in that conversation. There's lots being said. There's lots of questions being asked. And perhaps that's one that you want to dive in and pay attention to. And once you have done that, so once you've looked at conversations from the people who are key to you and then the topics that are key to you and then ones that might be flaring up, then of course you could sort the remaining ones by date. But by then, I think that you will feel more confident that you have handled the messages that are most important. And either you reply to them as you go or, as I said, you put them into filed. Now, if you are replying to them, I'm a big fan of drafts. And this is key to you getting a handle or better managing your inbox, because quite often we send emails quickly so that we can get them off our plate. And while I think that is a good intention, it really can create unintended ripple effects. So the first is, if you reply to every single email as quickly as you can, you're going to increase the velocity of something called the cycle of responsiveness. Oh, I've got tongue tied there. But basically, the faster you reply, the faster people feel that they have to reply. So the faster they do reply, and then you feel that you have to reply really, really fast. So you will. And then you just all keep replying faster and faster and faster. And all of a sudden, you're afraid to go to the toilet in case you miss an email. So replying as quickly as you can, not always the best tactic unless it is urgent or unless you're working within an SLA or something like that. But instead, what you can do is you can draft the email so that you get your immediate thoughts out of your head and onto the email, which is fantastic. And then you can let it sit for a little while you do your other work and come back and revise it to make it a better email. Because one of the reasons we have so many emails in our inbox is because we write emails that are too quick, too short, and don't consider the other person enough in terms of, what are we telling them? Are we giving them all the information that they need? Are they going to ask us questions back? Can we preempt those questions? Etc. etc. So if you take a minute to read your draft and say, can I improve this? Can I make it better? Is there something that I can add that would reduce the amount of replies to get back? That if you've only said written a draft, you have an opportunity to do that. So it's fantastic. And also what you're doing is you're being really respectful of the other person's time and you're honestly setting yourself up for success as well. And I know that not every email is going to be your best email and there are times where you won't do this, but even if you do it more often, that's going to be better. Again, we're looking at this as a conversation with somebody. So if you want to have the best conversation, you put a little bit more thought into it. So that's our draft. Now the sent folder looks after itself. That's all the messages that you've sent. But the secret to getting a handle on the inbox, I think, lies in the holidays folder. Now, I call it holidays because that's the most common reason for us being away from our mailbox for a certain amount of time. But you might also have to rename that to a particular project or an event if you're away from your desk for a while. But basically, it's a place for you to put all the emails that came in for the period that you were away from your desk. So let's say, for example, I was away for a whole week. I was out of office on Monday, came back to work the following Monday. Any email that came in when I was out of office goes into the holiday folder. It's a temporary place for it to live. And I do it so that I separate real-time conversations and what's happening from now on to the stuff that's happened in the past. Over the course of the week, then I'm going to check that holiday folder, see who has been emailing me and check with them that their, you know, that their issue has been resolved or if I need to follow up with them. And if I don't, I move it into filed. And over the course of, I don't know, a couple of days, depending on how many emails you have there, that holiday folder will reduce back down to zero and you've dealt with it. But keeping it separate from current events is a really, really good way for you to manage your email and not feel overwhelmed. So I know this has been a very step-by-step type podcast episode and probably quite different, I'm thinking, to the ones I've recorded so far. But that's because some things are very step-by-step. I suppose what I'm trying to get across here is your inbox is actually there to help you. And if you take the time to work with it in a simple way and put a little bit more intention into what you're saying and how you're saying it and how you approach the conversations in your inbox, it really will pay dividends. The final thing I'll say to it is, you know, if your inbox or if your email was a member of your team, you would take time to get to know the team member. You take the time to understand how you can work well together, maybe what strengths they have, maybe if they upskilled recently, got some new training. And we very rarely do this with our tools, but you can, you absolutely can. You know, you can go on to YouTube and check, you know, what are the most latest features or updates for the email software that you use. And you might find that there's been something new added that's really going to make your day super easy, or at least easier. And taking just 10, 15 minutes once every month or two to do this will make sure that you're using this tool to support your workday instead of causing stress. I hope you found this helpful. If you like this approach to the podcast episode, slightly different, as I said, to some of the other ones, do let me know, because it helps me decide, of course, what is going to go into the future episodes. And I'd love to know if the step-by-steps I suggested were implemented by you and if they improved your relationship with your email. Okay, that's it from me. Until next time, which is next week, stay well and have a better work day.
Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this episode. The Better Workday podcast is about helping you have a better workday. So we'd love to hear your thoughts and questions. You can find our social media details as well as any references from this episode in the show notes.